Exclusive: Iranian national found in large migrant group apprehended at border in Texas. By Bob Price and Randy Clark on October 15, 2023. Eagle Pass, Texas: Border Patrol agents apprehended an Iranian migrant on Sunday after he crossed the border with a group of 130 migrants, according to a source operating with U.S. Customs and Border Protection. The Iranian migrant is described as a fighting-age single adult male. Border Patrol agents processing a group of 130 mostly Venezuelan migrants found a single adult Iranian male hiding within the group. The agents processed the man as a special interest alien, according to the source. According to a 2019 DHS fact sheet, the term significant interest alien, SIA, is defined as follows. Generally, NCA is a non-US person who, based on an analysis of travel patterns, potentially poses a national security risk to the United States or its interests. Often such individuals or groups are employing travel patterns known or evaluated to possibly have a nexus to terrorism. DHS analysis includes an examination of travel patterns, points of origin, and/or travel segments that are tied to current assessments of national and international threat environments. Breitbart, Texas reported last week that a Department of Homeland Security report revealed that more than 61,000 special interest aliens, SIA, were apprehended during the recently ended fiscal year 23. Breitbart learned that agents in Eagle Pass also apprehended three more SIAs on Thursday. Those migrants traveled to the United States from Lebanon, 2, and Egypt, 1. Related articles. Exclusive: Alex Marlowe on Breaking Biden. The evidence shows Joe Biden doesn't care about national security. Exclusive: 61,000 special interest aliens entered U.S. through Biden's open border in 2023, says DHS. Iranian, Moldavian, Chinese migrants arrested by Texas police near border. Exclusive: U.S. experiences 6,000% increase in border crossings by migrants from Islamic Republic of Mauritania. Nearly 150 illegal aliens on terrorist watch list encountered at U.S. border in past year. Exclusive: 13,000 Chinese migrants apprehended on U.S.-Mexico border in past year. Record number of Chinese nationals showing up at U.S. borders. According to the DHS report, not all SIAs are terrorists, but rather that the travel and behavior of such individuals indicate a possible nexus to nefarious activity, including terrorism, and, at a minimum, provide indicators that necessitate heightened screening and further investigation. The term SIA does not indicate any specific derogatory information about the individual, and DHS has never indicated that the SIA designation means more than that. During a recent visit to Eagle Pass, GOP presidential hopeful Vivek Ramaswamy posted a Fox News video indicating that 17 Syrian and 19 other Iranian migrants were apprehended in the past week. It is not clear where those SIAs cross the border. If it can happen in Israel, it can happen here in America. Just yesterday here in Eagle Pass, Texas, two Lebanese men in their 20s and an Egyptian man in his 40s were apprehended trying to illegally enter the country. Since Monday, 17 Syrians and 19 Iranians have been apprehended. pic.twitter.com/snchinalgmc. Vivek Ramaswamy, at Vivek Ramaswamy, October 13, 2023. This is unacceptable and downright dangerous, Ramaswamy stated. Protect the homeland without apology, that's my top national security priority. It is not clear where those SIAs cross the border, but the timing in relation to the recent outbreak of war in Israel raises concerns among officials. According to the CBP source, many of the migrants from special interest countries may be fleeing the issues related to terrorism, crime, kidnappings, and unlawful detentions in their home country as cited by the U.S. State Department. The source, however, is alarmed by the potential national security risk posed by some within that category. It's understandable that people will flee from countries where terrorism exists, but with such high numbers of migrants from everywhere crossing daily, it's hard to distinguish between those fleeing the conditions and those who may be actively participating in those activities, the source explained. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price.